This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let us stipulate at the outset here that the promising signs in this economy dominate. Vaccinations, bars and restaurants and arts venues and schools keep opening. The Labor Department said this morning in what's known as the JOLTS report, that's for job openings and labor turnover, it said there are 8.1 million jobs available in March. There were. That is a record high. Consumer spending's pretty strong. Our confidence is knocking on the door of where it was in the before times. However, one cannot ignore small businesses. And the Small Business Optimism Index from the National Federation of Independent Businesses did show a teensy little uptick in April, but it is still pretty depressed compared to a year ago. Lots of stress with small business owners reporting labor shortages and rising costs. So with all of that, as preface, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
The NFIB describes small business owners' expectations as surprisingly glum.
They're really very pessimistic about the future.
NFIB chief economist Bill Dunkelberg says 44% of owners, a record high, report they can't hire workers to fill open positions.
They're raising worker compensation bonuses, too. They'll offer you $50 to take an interview or $1,000 to show up for the job that a few days ago you agreed you would take.
And it might work, says Linda Barrington at Cornell's Institute for Compensation Studies.
MBAs go out, you know, what's the signing bonus? Not things we've typically had in lower paid jobs.
But she says it does make sense.
If it's a lump sum that you pay them to get in the door and you're not locked in, it's very hard to reduce wages once you've started paying someone at a certain level.
For workers still tied to home by childcare or health concerns, Barrington's doubtful a three- or four-figure one-time bonus will get them back to work. But for someone who's on the fence,
it can have a tipping point if you're thinking about, do I enter the labor market? If there's a signing bonus now, it's a sure thing you'll get it. You don't know that you will still get a signing bonus in 3 months.
But many small businesses are likely to be outbid for scarce workers, says Joe Bruzuelas at consulting firm RSM, by bigger firms.
Mid-sized companies tend to pay the median average wage around $60,000, right? Small companies don't do that.
The food-to-home company Tovala will be hiring 100 new workers for its new warehouse near Salt Lake City in the fall. COO Taryn Aronson says that'll be a challenge. What will they offer?
Competitive wages for the local market. We do invest in health benefits, in holiday pay. All of our full-time employees are granted stock options.
The kinds of benefits small businesses can be hard-pressed to match. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.